Hare Krishna. Question from Subuddhi Madhav Prabhu. Are Nirvisheshvad and Mayavad two names of the same philosophy? Answer is, practically speaking, yes. Philosophically, practically speaking means in the way normal conversation is done, it's refers to the same, but technically there is some slight difference. The philosophy of the impersonalists, especially as propagated by Shankaracharya, is called as Advaitavad. Advaitavad essentially means that there is no difference, the philosophy of non-duality, that there is absolute non-differentiated oneness. This is the root philosophy. This is the root claim of the what is called as Advaitic school of thought. Now then the problem comes up, then the question comes up, but we see so much variety in this world. We see so much difference in this world. One thing is different from another, and matter is different from spirit. And there are differences. So how to account for those differences? So broadly speaking, two lines of development took place within Advaitavad. So one was called as Mayavad, the other was called as Pratibimbavad. Pratibimbavad means that this world is a reflection of the spirit, that the variety that we see is a reflection of spiritual reality. And just as the reflections can become distorted, so the one becomes distorted into many within reflections. Now, all these are very complex technical subjects, and I am only giving a brief outline over here. So don't go get caught in technicalities. But the point is, Pratibimbavad was one way in which the difference was tried to be accounted for. The other, much more popular way in the history of Advaitavad was what was called as Mayavad. Mayavad was the idea that this world and everything within this world is ultimately to be understood as Maya. So Advaitavad developed into broadly two schools of thought, Pratibimbavad and Mayavad. And Mayavad became the prominent school of thought. And now subsequently, Mayavad is used to refer generically to all schools of thought that hold the absolute truth is utterly undifferentiated one, and everything that seems to exist separate from him is an illusion. So the mainstream impersonalist school of thought which is there in India, some of them are Mayavadis. Now, as far as Nirvisheshavad is concerned, Nirvishesha is more of a negative way of speaking of the same reality. So Vishesha is a concept which was especially developed by the Dvaita school of thought, Madhvacharya and his followers, and it has been adopted in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, especially by Baldev Vidya Bhushan. And Vishesha especially refers to the attribute of a thing. Now, there's a whole philosophical understanding of how an attribute is connected with a thing, whether the attribute is innate to the thing or whether it is something which is added to the thing. So the point is that Vishesha, as understood within the Dvaitic school of thought, that the absolute truth is one, but he is one with various Vishesha, with various attributes which are innate to him. So these attributes bring variety within his existence, but because they are these attributes are innate to him, so they do not violate the principle of his oneness. So it's again quite complex and technical, but suffice it to say that Vishesha is one line of analysis by which the variety which is there is accounted for as a reality, while at the same time the reality of the oneness of the absolute is also accepted. So now those who say that the absolute truth does not have any vishesh, that means whatever variety is seen is not innate to the absolute truth, but is separate from the absolute truth and is ultimately an illusion, they are called as Nirvisheshavadis. So Nirvisheshavad refers in one sense to, it's the same as Advaitavad. And this Nirvisheshavad is especially, this is the, so Mayavadis, they themselves it's a self-proclaimed it's a self proclaimed designation. Mayavadis themselves say that we accept the doctrine of Mayavad. That means we accept that everything apart from Brahman, we proclaim that everything is Maya. Nirvisheshavad is primarily used by the opponents of Mayavadis, especially those who accept the Vishesha, which is the concept of Vishesha. And Srila Prabhupada, in his Pranam Mantra, when he used the word Nirvishesha, and other places also when he used the word Nirvisheshavad, he is referring it as a generic term to refer to those who hold the absolute truth, the absolute non-differentiated oneness. That means his Nirvisheshavad can be, is philosophically speaking in terms of technical accuracy, it's equivalent to Advaitavad. But from a general conversational perspective, we can say the Mayavad is the term that is most popularly used, most commonly used. And so from a conversational perspective, Mayavad and Nirvisheshavad are similar. They refer to more or less the same thing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.